Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not married to sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married to sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are happy to be with you this Thursday afternoon. It sounds like there's no more snow coming. And I was driving to work today, and it's kind of, all the roads were plowed for me that I was on. Like, all the roads were completely clear. There were no, well, that's not true. Downtown St. Louis, the lanes that I was driving in, coming in on the Stan Mutual Bridge, off Tucker, or through Tucker, down to the radio station here, there was a completely clear lane to drive through, but there's still roads down here that have, like, packed in snow. It's going to snow again, and I'm wondering how that's going to affect all these roads that took how long to actually clear? I feel like I didn't know how to react to a bunch of snow. I got stuck in my driveway 2 days in a row. The first day, I thought, I'll just open the garage door and zoom right on out of there. And I probably could have backed up all the way into the street. God willing, there were no cars coming. But I decided to do the little backup 90-degree turn so that I could pull out onto the road facing forward. And I got stuck. I got stuck in the middle of the turn. So I was perpendicular in the driveway. The next day, I thought, okay, I'll back up the way my husband went and snowblowed the driveway. When I backed up the other way into the turnaround in our driveway and made the right turn to go out, I got my left front tire stuck in the non-snowblowed portion of the driveway and had to make the call of shame to my husband and say, I'm stuck in the driveway again. It was not something I wanted to do. I even actually got out of the car and was trying to, with my hands in my gloves, dig the snow away from the tire so I didn't have to call him out. He had a snow day, so he was home, but not something you want to hear. Are you prepared for more snow to hit at your home? I was just thinking driving in, though, with the roads finally being cleared, this is a beautiful, beautiful snow. And everything that's untouched just still looks very blanketed because there was enough snow that you don't have the grass poking out everywhere, which kind of makes it look icky pretty quickly. It hasn't melted at all. It's glistening. It's beautiful. And I just feel like we haven't had this in so long. Ethan is he's coming in the door here right now. I'm wondering if you being younger than we are, if you grew up, if you have recollections of playing in the snow a lot. Brad, do you? Are you like did winter equate snow and sledding and snowmen and snow angels and snow ice cream, which you don't even know about?
Not snow ice cream. My family never did that. That was something I was introduced to later on in life. But all the other things, yes. Sledding. My grandparents had a huge hill at their house. I can remember one year sledding down this hill that went kind of down into a ravine. And it banks up on the other side. We'd bank up, and then we would go down in the berm, and we'd jump across the pond, and then we'd have to bail off the thing before we ran into the fence in the pasture. It was a blast.
But it was a staple of winter?
Yeah, winter was, we're going sledding at Grandma and Grandpa's.
My kids don't equate winter with snow. Snow, it's almost like we're maybe 400 miles south, where it's like when snow happens, it's like, are you kidding me? Snow? What about you, Ethan, your childhood?
Yeah.
Snow.
Yes. I mean, snow is going out and throwing the football with dad and running routes.
Mm-hmm.
It is trying to build a snowman, but usually not being able to get it above your knees because you didn't have enough snow.
Yeah.
It is sledding on the very small hill in our backyard, but when you're 7 years old, it's like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Yeah, totally. I mean, I totally equate that with winter. Yeah.
We have this little kind of, it's a like a tiny little, I call it a bunny hill on the side of our house. Our house is, it's almost like there's a berm right there that you can go over. Maybe the elevation is, I wouldn't even say it's 6 feet. That's on one side. The other side, we have a walkout basement. So we're built up and then the ground moves pretty dramatically below us. So we have this walkout basement. That's a little bit more dramatic on that side. And when our kids went out after the initial snow, in the middle of it still coming down, I was like, go on the bunny hill. Because I don't want to, walking up the hill, like the better the hill, the better the slide down, it's a challenge to walk up a big steep hill that's mm-hmm. super fun to sled mm-hmm. over and over again in the snow.
Totally.
That's not easy.
You ever see the videos of people going to Art Hill? Sled? That looks like, I mean, I imagine that ride down would be very fun, but that track back up,
I might just be one and done. I'd be like, park the car at the bottom. Walk up here and then
you can't do that there.
Well, I don't know. I've never been.
To Art Hill or sledding
Not
at Art Hill?
Sledding at
okay.
Art Hill.
Okay. Like,
I mean, maybe. I've been in, it's in Forest Park, right? Is it by the Art Museum?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where it's Art Hill? I think I've been to the art museum maybe once, but I don't know. I couldn't get there. I'd have to put it in my GPS. I wouldn't know how to find it.
The art museum, I mean, if you're into that, it's awesome because it's free and it's, I mean, it is beautiful.
Yeah.
But it kind of bores me personally being the sports guy. But Art Hill itself is absolutely beautiful mm-hmm. to go walk around and all the fountains and everything. A fun thing to do if you're looking for something to do in the summer is go to the boathouse and rent the paddle boats, mm-hmm. and then you can take them and you can go all the way to the waters at the bottom of Art Hill. And that's actually, I don't know how many people know that you can actually take them
that far.
Yeah. So, I mean,
if you paddle, I don't know how far that distance actually is, but can you tell that you're doing something physical if you're paddle boating like that, or is it just
pretty
easy?
Are you tired by the end of it?
If you strolled that amount of distance, at the end, you'd be like, okay, I felt like it takes a while.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't be like, you wouldn't feel like a workout.
I mean, it depends on the temperature outside, too, though. I mean, like, if you're doing the dead heat of summer, it's brutal. You can definitely make paddle boating an activity. Like, you can make it a workout.
But it can be a casual stroll, too?
Yes, yes.
Hmm. Can you
fun thing to do.
Can you race them?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm thinking.
You can race
anything. Yeah, you can race them. You got two of those bad boys?
Is there a speed limit? Is there an enforcement of the speed limit?
I don't know. St. Louis, if there is, St. Louis doesn't enforce any other laws, so why would they enforce that?
That's probably where it's like super strict. Like you're going 9 miles an hour out there, and I think if you look at this sign right here, it's 5 miles an hour.
Oh, what's this? Your registration isn't up to date on your paddle boat?
It's one of those things, those St. Louis things. This is something that this might be a YouTube poll for tomorrow. I have to write this down. STO. I know all the St. Louis things. I know my toasted ravioli. I know my gooey butter cake. I know my Ted Drew's. I know my Forest Park. I know my St. Louis Arch. I'll probably throw in there St. Louis Cardinals, Blues, and City. But the Science Center and the zoo. I know all these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost for me like, as somebody who, like, the St. Louis Zoo would be, air quotes, my zoo.
Mm-hmm.
My home zoo. So I kind of think I have my own zoo.
I think it is kind of funny how
people
do take so much pride in the zoo here, because it is good. I think it's one of those, like,
yeah.
St. Louis is a
somebody
cool
says
city.
Something about the San Diego Zoo, and you're like, sit down.
Yes.
Have a seat.
Yeah, it's like, hey, 1-2 right here, all right? 1-2 punch,
yeah.
All right?
But I don't do these things. I'm an Illinoisan, so that might lean into it. I have only ever gone to the city. I've never been of the city. If I am in another part of the country and someone asks me where I'm from, I say St. Louis, or I will say the east side of the Mississippi from St. Louis, which people don't always even know is Illinois. But well, it's interesting, like when we're talking about Art Hill and stuff, I've never done that. I've never wanted to go sledding at Art Hill. I'm not like looking for places. I would just go to the local minor park or somewhere in Edwardsville or something like that if I needed to, felt compelled to do that. But there's so many things that are like super St. Louis that I think a lot of us know about. But I don't know, that are people coming from the counties to come in to do these St. Louis things as much as they have been in the past? Is that lowered? And I wonder how many of these like super hardcore St. Louis things a lot of people who call themselves St. Louisans have never done.
That's a fair question. That's definitely a fair question. I can speak personally and say that like we did my parents did a decent job of bringing us over to the city and doing some of the different activities over here. The City Museum is like unlike anything else. Like, I mean, like I could not believe that my now wife, when we first started dating, told me like that she had been to St. Louis multiple times, like for a long weekend trip to go specifically to the City Museum growing up, because there's nothing else like that in the country.
I've never
I thought was really cool. You got to take your kids to the City Museum.
They've been.
Oh, you just have never been.
I've never been.
No. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's an adult playground.
I have no doubt about it. Like, I think all of these things sound great, but I, as a St. Louisan, I come to St. Louis more than most St. Louisans come to St. Mm-hmm. Louis. 5 days a week, here sitting downtown St. Louis, risking life and limb. And there's just a lot of this stuff that I haven't done. And, you know, maybe that makes me less of a St. Louisan. I don't know. I don't know what it means when I say, where'd you go to high school? And you tell me, I don't know what that means about
you. What would
you
say is the most popular St. Louis thing that you haven't done? Haven't done.
Well, the honest answer, which I'm going to clarify this and say it's not technically honest, but the spirit of the question here is go up in the St. Louis Arch. I was a 6-month-old baby when I was taken up into the St. Louis Arch.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
So have I been there? Technically, yes. I have no recollection of it. I don't want to go up there.
That's fair.
I'm not getting in that thing.
It's kind of overrated, if I'm being honest. You take a rickety, like, little elevator. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Well, and
up to the top.
The thing about it is, too,
tight quarters and these tiny little windows.
That's not my jam at all. Like, that system of, I like spaces. I like to see where we're leaving the situation. I like room to move about the area, whatever. That's where I feel more comfortable. So the thought of going up there, I would really only be doing that for the sake of being able to say that I've done it technically. I have. So I kind of just check that box that way. Yeah, but I don't have I have no photo of it.
It's not like you're looking at it. I mean, on one side, you got the city, which does look kind of cool. I mean, you got the ballpark right there. Really cool view of the ballpark. You got the courthouse. But I mean, the other side's just East St. Louis. I mean, there's nothing exciting going on
that
side.
How brilliant would it be for the state of Illinois to dramatically invest on the east side of the Mississippi River?
So brilliant.
Huge.
game changer for the area.
How do we get that done?
That's a great question. You also mentioned earlier that when you go to other areas of the country, that you refer to it as you live or from St. Louis.
Did you hear how I said that?
Yeah, I did. But what I will give you a heads up is that when I went to Hawaii not very long ago, and I told people that I lived in St. Louis, there are Hawaiian natives there that will like it. It is so secluded. Like some of them haven't been to like the 48 states or like haven't been to the main United States. Will say like, oh, is that it? That's in the U.S. Like or like
they have
that's
no idea.
Is that Missouri? Like I have no idea.
I don't blame them. In some cases, I mean, what a shame. I'd rather them. I mean, why would somebody there know about St. Louis? What headline is going to happen that's going to make them know about St. Louis?
I mean, more so, I guess in my mind, it's more so just
sports.
Knowing like, no, I mean, well, maybe that's part of it, but also just like knowing major cities. And I mean, you could argue, is St. Louis a major city?
No, it's
like,
a mid-level city. It's like 24, 25th market now.
Yeah, but like...
Getting smaller and
still,
smaller.
Yes, it is. But like, you still know it. Like, it's still one of the standalone cities that in media, you don't need...
People
to
would
say
know the
you,
arch.
Right. You don't need to follow St. Louis with Missouri when you state it in media, in journalism. Like, there's only, what, 15 cities in the country that you do that with, if that? So, I mean, it's still like... It's still big enough to like know. So that kind of, I don't know, that kind of did surprise me.
Chris says, hey, St. Louis made it into National Lampoon's. Okay.
East St. Louis did.
What and part of?
Which one?
Vacation. He gets off in East St. Louis, and I think they either slash his tires or steal his wheels while he's down there.
Hey, Lambert Airport is in an episode of Seinfeld. Watching Seinfeld the first time,
what?
I was
like
major pride.
Lambert Airport, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
Not they used Lambert
no,
Airport.
No, he was performing in St. Louis, and they got stuck in the airport, I think. But it was like for sure like flying into or out of St. Louis.
Was it part of his stand-up at the beginning or end? Like,
it was one of like the opening shots, right, where it's like, okay, location set, and he was in... it was the Lambert Airport.
That one movie about George Clooney was in it, and I think his job was to fire people, mass fire people. And it was all about, maybe, was it called Up in the Air? I think a lot of it or a portion of it was shot in Lambert Airport.
Really?
You ever go to other airports and you're like, what are we doing?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Like, what is this place? You go to another airport and it's like, this is just speaks to the city that you're in. You get out and you're like, holy cow, this is really cool. I mean, go to Vegas.
I'll say this.
You like get handed a slot machine as you're walking off of the plane.
The nice thing about St. Louis is that you can have a, you know, 12 o'clock flight. And you can arrive at 11:15, and you'll be at your gate by 11:40.
TSA like, pre-check. Baby.
That's love it. And that is the best part about Lambert, but it is the most boring, tiny little.
It's not a bad airport.
No,
it's just beige.
You go to like you said, like to Vegas or Minneapolis, St. Paul, or I just went to. Oh goodness! What's the Salt Lake Cities? Salt Lake Cities was phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, holy moly, these are like really fancy airports. And then you got ours,
it's just greeted by
Tashara Jones over the intercom, like, welcome to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Ugh.
In Orlando,
gross.
Which I frequent, they have their mayor is always like, welcome to, and everything he says, I'm like, that's so exciting.
Disney World.
It's like all the
Universal.
Things that he's saying about Orlando is so fun. Welcome to my city, what I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just the thing that frustrates me the most is that St. Louis is just like on the edge of just being this destination place. And, you know, we're talking about all these other places around the country where they're under crazy Democratic control. And there's just a status quo that is accepted as this is just how things are. And I'm like, but they just don't have to be. But I guess they have to be until they're not anymore. And I don't know if we're anywhere close to that.
It would not be super hard to make St. Louis a pleasant place like to be. There's so much history here. There's so much culture.
So
it would be a lot of
opportunities
hard
opportunities for open real estate.
It would be a lot of hard work to write the wrongs that have been made, but like in a sense of like this is the game plan for how to get it done, it would not be very hard, I don't think.
It's like a snowball effect. You just got to do the right thing. Like, I think the biggest thing, and Annie, I think you've said this, is you've got to get downtown safe. And when you get downtown safe, businesses will start returning. And then it's a snowball effect.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Trisha in studio with us for our first Annie, Are You Okay? We're looking forward to having her back in here. Don't go away.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really lost in the wake of all the allegations of Michael Jackson or whatever, like the prince of pop, right? Or the king of pop. Was he the king? Is he the king? Or is Elvis the king?
King. He's the king of rock, though, I thought.
Is he the king of pop? I guess he's the king. I don't know.
I remember prince of pop.
I don't know. I think that was Justin Timberlake.
No, it says...
King of pop.
According to Reddit,
king.
He's the king of
yeah,
pop.
Yeah, he's the
also
king.
Just Google.
And I think Justin Timberlake might have tried to be the first one. Like, call me this. Everybody call
Dibs.
Me this. Yeah. His music is so good. And then those allegations were so bad.
So icky.
So every time I listen to a song, I'm like, oh my gosh, I really like this. Can people know that I like this song?
I have one R. Kelly song. I mean, there's a couple I really like, but I have one
Remix
that I really
to Ignition?
Like. No, that one's
Hot and Fresh good. Out the Kitchen.
No, World's Greatest. You ever listen to that one? Hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest. It's so good, and it gives me all the feels. And every time I'm so conflicted, because I'm like,
gosh.
I feel so
but
motivated
R. Kelly is
and
terrible.
Can and we, he is the worst.
Can we get a Trisha and Ryan Wiggins remix of that song? I like, you know, I like that sample you just
Well,
heard.
She's already done her part.
6 to 9 months.
Yeah, we can get him back on here and just try
I could
to
probably
him
have
it.
Another baby before he could get that done.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. You ready to do it?
I'm not.
Okay?
I've done it. Been there, done that.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Annie, you okay? You okay, Annie? Welcome back.
Hey, thanks
Happy
for
New
having
Year.
Me. Happy New Year. Happy 2025. It's Ooh. Nice to see you. All right, man gets trapped in self-driving cab. A Phoenix tech entrepreneur was trapped in a self-driving cab that continued to circle a parking lot, nearly causing him to miss a flight.
I wonder how tight the circle was.
I'm wondering that, too. He claimed on social media he got dizzy. So I'm thinking it was
tight.
going in loops. His name is Mike Johns. He couldn't get out of the Waymo taxi as it continued to do those loops. Waymo support actually saw that it was happening, contacted him, told him to get on the app and shut it down. He did that and was able to get out of the vehicle. He ended up posting on social media saying that he did make his flight, but the experience has turned him off from using driverless taxis in the future. I know that you don't love driverless taxis.
Not a fan.
Do you like doing donuts?
No. No. It's important for me to feel like I have control of the situation. And that is living on the edge of having control of a situation. I don't really see the point in it.
You remember last week when Ryan was hosting and we did Annie, Are You Okay? And there was a very similar one to this. And instead of doing Is Ryan Okay With This, we kind of did this like, would Annie be okay with this? And it was...
How'd that go?
It was... I thought
like
it was,
you'd expect.
Yeah.
Kind of like when I'm here.
But there was one kind of along the lines of this, and it ended up being, I think, a similar question of like, are you okay with these self-driving taxis?
Which it's, she's not.
And
so that's
Ryan
why...
did predict correctly that you would say you were not okay with them.
Yeah, I'm not. I gotta go back and listen to that segment.
I wouldn't.
Just go back and listen to the one about Frank.
I think at one point...
I think I was there for that one.
One point, Annie has canceled all of her time off for next year.
Oh, great. Yeah. I have to be careful about what I listen to and have opinions on, because if I'm going to take time off, somebody's got to do it. And if I don't like it and I'm compelled to come back in and like not surrender that time, then I don't get time off. So I just generally trust the people who are professionals who fill in, and also Ryan.
Simultaneously a smart and terrible decision.
Just kidding. Ryan will be back tomorrow.
All right, no on donuts. Bank robber foiled because teller couldn't read his handwriting. This happened in northern Colorado. The man, who is now the subject of a police search, walked into a First National Bank and handed the teller a note. But the teller couldn't read it, leading him to become increasingly frustrated before ultimately leaving without any money. This was back in December, but authorities are still working to identify the suspect, who actually made no attempt to conceal his face during the botched robbery. So his picture's all over.
Oh, no.
But they haven't gotten him yet. Annie, are you okay with cursive writing?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys... I don't know if I have a handwriting. You know, everybody, you know, like, you could be like, oh, that's Ethan's handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I write like a serial killer.
I do, too. And I can, and it changes all the time.
Why?
I don't know. Do you think maybe we overthink it? Do you overthink it?
Well, if I'm thinking, I'm overthinking.
It may depend on the amount of effort you're willing to put into
none.
That.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
None. I mean,
I tried.
This is my notebook. And if you look through here, you'd be like, she should see somebody. Look at this psychopath writing. What is he? Do you see that? Can you?
It's everywhere.
Let me look at this before I show the. This I don't even know what that is. It made sense in the moment.
It's kind of scratched on there.
Well, when I'm writing things down in an interview, or when I'm having an interview, I come up. I mean, Hans von Spakovsky was on with us earlier. Tyrus was on with us earlier. These are my notes. I can put this up here. These are my notes from today when I was talking to Mike Bost. I wrote down cloture, committees, reconciliation, two bills versus one bill, April, STL. I don't know what that's for, something else that we're talking about, but I write down one word when I'm thinking it, because I have to let the answer complete of the guest. And with Congressman Boss, the way he was talking, I had so many questions that I wanted to ask him. And if it's somebody who knows what they're talking about and they're coming on and they're filling in a bunch of holes, I'm going to come up with like five questions while they're answering the one that I just asked. And if I don't write one, I can write one word down about that and I will remember it. Otherwise, I just get this jumble of thoughts in my head. And at the end of their question, I've got nothing. I don't know. It's probably weird. But my handwriting...
very inconsistent.
I forget letters and words.
Same.
And go back and like I'll have to put a vowel back in over here. And if it's not for anybody else, I just don't.
I hate it when I'm filling out a card and I forget a vowel and I have to go back and you've already bought the card and you've started the whole thing.
Totally.
The worst.
It's the worst. I have one party trick for filling out cards, and it's on the front of the envelope. If you're doing somebody's name, make the first letter of their first and last name huge and the rest of it small, and it looks like you've got a style and it distracts from terrible handwriting.
From the rest of it. Like, yeah. Yeah. When I sign my name, Annie, like my actual autograph is really just an A and the cross of the A just becomes a line.
Mm-hmm.
I might dot the I.
Yeah.
I might not. I don't have to.
Gym owner bans new members in January. A gym owner in England is making headlines for turning away new members in the month of January. Clayton Lee says the purpose is to protect existing gym members from an influx of new joiners. Often, he says, that eager January newcomers wind up dropping anyway as their intentions to maintain a New Year's resolution wear off. Annie, are you okay with New Year's resolutions?
Yeah. Don't make them myself with great conviction, but I make resolutions with myself all the time, and some of them I stick to, some of I don't. It's really the first, whatever your goal is, it's really getting past the first 10% of whatever your goal is that completes the next 90%, because I'm a results-oriented person. So if it's trying to learn a skill, if it's trying to declutter or simplify, if it's trying to lose weight, it's like I need to see the result of this mental focus change that I have. I need to see some sort of production out of that. And if I see it and I like it, that'll drive me through the next 90%. Like I can, but if I can't get to that first 10% over that, I'm gonna come up with something else to do with my time.
That's fair. I did that with guitar. I thought I'd teach myself how to play guitar, and I worked on it, and I never learned anything, so I quit.
Guitar
maybe
is
10%.
Hard. That was motivational.
Yeah. So it's actually the opposite of what you're talking about. It just made me think of if I would have stuck with it a little bit longer.
Do you guys have New Year's resolutions?
I wouldn't say resolutions per se. I think with resolutions, I try to be careful with them because in my mind it can like pretty much ruin my December if I let it, because I can just in everything I do say like, oh, well, January's coming. I'm going to continue to be in the bad habits, the bad whatever I'm doing. And I use that kind of, have in the past, use that as an excuse. So I try to keep it evergreen and not keep it specifically to New Year's.
So you sabotage in December what you're going to put off until January? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's what you could do?
Yeah. So I don't try to necessarily have it be a like, okay, New Year, this is what I'm going to try and set goals for, or miscellaneous. I try to have them, I don't know, okay, I'm going to set this for the next like couple of months, and then like, okay, from there, the next couple of months, or something like that, rather.
What about you, Brad? You got New Year's resolutions?
If I do, they're usually really specific because I have to set a very specific goal and have something very specific to work through. The general stuff doesn't work for me. So like, for example, one year I couldn't do a pull-up, so I resolved to be able to do 10 pull-ups by the end of the year. And so when you have that exact thing that you're working for, you go for it. And I was able to achieve that goal. But if I were to like, oh, my New Year's resolution is to lose a little weight, that's too general for me to actually have any success. So I don't really ever do anything like that.
You?
No.
The guitar broke her.
The guitar broke me. I tried to learn guitar 10 years ago.
Never going
to
try something new again.
I haven't tried anything since.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you own one? How far did you get?
Yeah, I have a little acoustic guitar. I worked on it for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I just
was it COVID?
It didn't take. No, it was prior to COVID. It's been probably 10 years, and I
might be time to pick that sucker up again.
Might be.
And then do something with it.
10%.
Does your husband play guitar?
He can play a little bit. Yeah.
So does he have his own guitar?
Mm-mm.
So there is a potential for it to be used in the home.
Maybe.
Is it
probably
just,
not.
What
it's
about
in
Bernie?
A deep,
can he play?
Dark corner of maybe one day, which is why
Bernie's already the most talented of the everything. So
he's almost 6 months now, which is crazy.
Ooh. Does it sit out? Is it in storage or does it sit out?
Oh no, it's in
Bernie
storage.
Or
oh.
The guitar.
Well,
we keep them both.
Oh no, Bernie!
We got a lot of room under the stairs.
All right, Harry Potter.
He's a little wizard, baby. Landlord shocked to find his rented apartment turned into a chicken coop.
This that would be shocking.
A Shanghai man was shocked to find the apartment he had rented out 2 years ago had been turned into a chicken coop and was damaged beyond repair.
If you've rented out your property and 2 years later you're like, it's a chicken coop. Oh, no. Some of this is on you.
A little bit, but the rent was coming in on time. So he's more of a hands-off landlord. Yeah, they were paying
him. Selling those eggs.
But you gotta be paying somebody. If you're not checking on it, you
somebody
gotta be paying
be.
Somebody to manage the property.
Yeah.
If you care about your investment.
He did not until somebody called him and said there were strange noises and a foul smell emanating from the apartment.
A foul smell.
And so he showed up.
It was stinky, too.
He found chickens roaming and flying around all over the place.
As they do.
Damaged beyond repair. He did call the police. It's
Shanghai?
Unclear.
Shanghai?
Yes.
Damaged beyond repair. I'm trying to process what that would look like.
There are a bunch of free-roaming chickens in
chickens
this place for a couple of
filthy.
Years.
I'm really crappy.
Mm.
No pun intended again?
I think that was intentional.
No, it's like poop. I was going to say the other word, but I can't.
Nice.
Anyway, Annie, I know you're okay with chickens, but are you okay with chickens in your house?
No. I mean, I know people in real life who like let their hens roam around their house. They have names like Helen or something. I don't know.
That's like the
Wait,
friends
the people
thing, the
or
chicken
the
and
chickens?
The ducks.
Maybe both. I was talking about the chickens.
Does Helen live in Hamel?
Not yet. I don't care what people do in their house if it's their property. Like, I don't need to be judgy about that because whatever. But
do you want them in your house?
No.
Yeah,
no,
either.
But I would love to have a chicken coop that my husband takes care of.
I would love for you to have that too, because I'd love an egg hookup.
Yeah, I know. I think that could be possible.
Is right. there anything besides the egg production for the reason as to why you'd want a chicken coop? Or is it just, is
what,
that
what
the
are
only
the
reason?
Other options?
Well, I mean, like,
pets?
I don't know, like, oh, look at the little chickens. I'm going to go look at my chickens. And this
no,
is Sandy.
It's completely and
this
totally.
Is, this is Randy.
What are you doing for me lately?
And
relationship. I don't know that I would be naming them.
Well, you're not killing them, are you?
Eventually.
You're going to cook them?
Food.
What do you think we're going to do? Bury them outside in the backyard?
I mean, if you killed them, then yes. But if you're not going to kill them and they continue to just produce eggs.
until they don't.
Or do they stop?
Well, if they kill them, they do. Yeah, but
yeah, once you kill them and cook them.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be weird if they were laying eggs on your table? But if you're Helen and you're inside.
Dang it, Helen.
Helen, will you lay your eggs somewhere else? I'm trying to eat here.
Gosh dang it, Helen. All right, and couple implants magnets under their skin so they can connect when they touch. A Massachusetts couple went viral.
Stop.
Gross.
First of all, Libby said, no, you don't eat layer hens, Annie. I know people who have eaten those. I always thought it was fierce. Second, what did you just say?
A couple implants magnets under their skin so they can connect when they touch.
What?
It's a couple in Massachusetts. They went viral on social media after showing off their romantic body modification in which small magnets were implanted under the skin on their hands using a needle.
Have you ever seen those socks that you can wear that have two arms hanging off of them and they have magnets at the end of them? And when you're standing next to your like BFF,
yes, I have.
If
seen
they're
those.
Wearing them, mm-hmm. all of a sudden your socks, how do you say this? Socks's hands
yeah,
will
that.
Touch.
Your socks.
Everything exists somewhere. If you haven't seen it yet, but those are socks. These are people.
No, these. Yeah, now their hands can touch. They cut a little hole in their hands.
It's just amazing that it took magnets for them to figure out how to hold hands.
It's been met with mixed reaction on social media. Yeah. Some people think it's cute. Other people are totally freaked out by it.
Nobody thinks it's cute. Everybody thinks it's crazy.
This is a show of love and passion and care for one another. Annie.
You're talking about what these people did as a show, not this show.
No.
Because that's not true.
No. Not the show. Oh, God, no.
No.
This show?
Passion and caring.
How could you even
so connected?
You go, this is a show. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's really
not.
Show. Ethan.
This is a showing of passion and care for one another.
Are you going to do this with your wife?
I mean, I wouldn't write it off.
I will mock you fiercely.
Somebody on social media said that they've seen hairstylists do this to hold bobby pins.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being in the grocery store and you've met the only other people to do this and you accidentally hold their hands?
You're reach for the same project.
This is an immediate like.
I didn't mean anything. I wasn't me. Then you get sued, harassment, things ensue.
Annie, are you okay with magnetics?
People are gonna start putting magnets in weird places.
Yeah.
Hell,
you're real connected.
I wish Ryan was here.
this segment,
I wouldn't have to do it.
16 more minutes
of the show.
In the gutter.
Don't even need to talk.
Game over.
Yeah. Weird.
I'm gonna be done on that. I'm gonna be done with this segment on that.
All right. Yeah. Where would you put your magnet? We'll be right back on the Annie Fry Show. Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Is the size and scope of the LA fires a result of government mismanagement? Yes, no, or not sure. Annie Fry on YouTube. That's youtube.com/@AnnieFry. Subscribe. Why haven't you done that yet? Do it now. Do it now, please. Pretty please. Vote in the poll. Leave a comment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. People are making these comments on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and I'm really starting to think of the possibilities. If you had a magnet implanted in your skin, just think about all of the inconvenient things your hand would accidentally get like connected to. Yeah. Or like someone said, you never want to drop paper clips again. Like
every time I try to open the fridge, it'd be terrible.
Yeah,
can you go to a car show?
I wonder how strong this... I mean, if you think about it, though, you'd have to have kind of a strong magnet that would be implanted into your skin to cause it to
enough to connect.
Connect.
I mean, your skin's pretty thin. I mean, you could probably stick your hand to a fridge, but you could probably pull it away too.
I'm wondering if it would hurt. Like, I mean, like the magnets, like when they, like, how forcibly would your hands be hit?
It can't feel good.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all stupid.
I don't know. I'm not doing it.
Me neither.
That settles it.
But it makes you wonder. Like,
you were open to it in the last. You said I wouldn't rule it out.
It would probably be, you know, for the sake of radio.
Ethan was Googling how to magnet implants.
Do you feel like the idea of getting a chip implanted so you can like put your thumbprint or whatever and pay with a chip? Is there any part of that that makes you feel like I could see that happening and I'd probably be okay with it?
Unfortunately, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Wait, why? Mm-hmm. Explain. Go.
I think that is... So we are so... So there was a long time where I thought, I'll never put my credit card on my cell phone.
Same.
For example.
But I do.
I just think that as things become more normal in society, is I think that that is a way that it is going to be going to where you can use a body part to navigate society without having things.
So much like the last segment, which body part? Where would you put your chip?
No.
Just here to pay my bill.
Hold on, let me scan this.
Like, put my.
You
want to
get paid or not?
Everything.
Listen to me. You're in Walmart. Just a whole new way to look at self checkout.
They're like, excuse me, did you drop something? No, no, just check it out here.
Looks like you're checking it out too. Hey. I'm just talking about the back of my hand versus the front of my hand.
Obviously.
I don't know what you guys are thinking.
Sure, clearly. Certainly. Yeah, no, I would like to say no, never, no chips, but yeah, probably. They'll probably break me eventually.
But you could have like certain, you know how some big stores have checkout in the back? So you're going to need to take that and check out in electronics. Which is really the key to smart commerce in a place like Walmart or Target. If you need batteries, something relatively cheap, like I'm thinking under $20, you go back there and you make it the last purchase that you make. And you got your, this dude talking about being a jerk. You go back to electronics and you got like $250 worth of groceries, but you're buying batteries. You're like, I think I'll just check out back here.
Aww.
Ooh. Yeah.
Is that a thing? Mm. Do people do that?
Can you
do that?
I will do that if I have probably five items or less.
Walmart's okay. Auto Center in O'Fallon. I always park outside the Auto Center. I go in and out of the store through there. I don't even go through the front doors.
Do you get your groceries over there?
Oh yeah.
How much? Like no limit to what you no shame.
It's Wait. They've got a counter and it looks like everything.
They've got a counter.
It looks like the
they
same
love it. They see Brad coming. They put their out to
lunch. You're like, why is the counter even here? The only I can't buy my eggs.
The only difference is the guy has to come in from working on somebody else's car and ring you out. It's not a big deal, guys.
To you.
Wait, is that actually what they have to do?
No, it's
okay.
It's usually
like, wait, hold on. He said that as a joke,
but
could have been serious.
He's the service manager of the auto department, so he's the guy you would talk to.
Give you a look every time.
How does he? Yeah, how does he treat you?
Like a customer
with neglect.
I mean, it's Walmart. They treat me like I would get treated anywhere else in that store.
Is it what crosses the line to check out in a non. Like the checkout space at the front of the store where the majority of everything is now self-checkout anyway. If you go to electronics, you can't self-checkout.
No, what about, because I do this sometimes at the pharmacy. There's got to be a limit on pharmacy too. You're standing there at the pharmacy, you got a full cart, you're picking up your script. They offer to check you out, but
you put that
you
stuff
do it,
up on
there's
the
a line
there's
behind
a
you.
Counter.
Yes.
If I will have a cart full of stuff and you go back to, and I will go up to that counter as if I'm checking out my prescription there. Mm-hmm. And if they're like, oh, I can check you out. Oh, heck yeah.
But what if
they see my stuff and they say I can do that, we're going to
town. If it kind of becomes clear that they're asking, but they're really saying, like, I don't want you to say yes.
That's passive aggressive, and it's also not my problem.
Yeah, you got what you deserve. Don't ask for it.
Yeah.
Okay. You answered my question.
Brad says, hold this stuff. I'll be right back. I forgot something. And then comes back.
I mean, honestly, if you're... I'll be right back. Can you just hold this
here? Go get some deli meat.
I'll
be
right back. Do a price check on this on the other side of the store.
Sir, this is an auto center.
Yeah, exactly. The YouTube live chat poll, let's go around the room here real quick. Is the size and scope of the LA fires a result of government mismanagement? Yes, no, or the very rare option of not sure? Brad, what do you think?
I'm a yes on this. I think that there are so many small things that they could have been doing, like burn breaks, and then there's big things they could have been doing, like managing the waters better, that this is complete mismanagement.
Ethan?
If there was a stronger answer than yes, I would select it.
No questions.
It would no question ask if Florida is like does so well with treating the hurricanes, mm-hmm. if the northern states do so well with treating the blizzards, then there's no excuse for why California should not be able to handle these wildfires.
Trisha?
Yeah, I lean towards yes.
Yeah, I think I'm a yes, too. You want to give us the results of the poll today?
287 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Is the size and scope of the LA fires a result of government mismanagement? And this one is an overwhelming yes. 89% of voters said yes, 3% said no, and 8% said not sure.
On a day that I gave you the opportunity to waffle a little bit, you guys were resoundingly a heck yes. Heck yes. The question is, will the people of California react and change the government that failed them? We will watch and we will report, as will Mark Reardon next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.